our listeners here to the Florida International University Radcliffe Art and Design Incubator, our Tech Conversations podcast, now in season 5. I am your producer and co-host, Maggie Salas-Amaro, and I've been wanting to have a conversation with this amazing group here. I want to welcome in Brian Connors, founding director of the Bacardi Center of Excellence, and Christina Mogel, I hope I said that right, assistant director for the Bacardi Center of Excellence. Welcome in.
Thank you, Maggie. It's great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit. You know, Bacardi, that's a big name. Mm-hmm. And let's kick it off with you, Brian. Talk to us about your journey. Who is Brian Connors? How did you get to FIU?
Well, that's a trick question, isn't it, Maggie, though? Well, I've been in higher education for about 18 years now. And of course, I consider myself still a young faculty member. So I've always been heavily into industry as well, in the consultancy space and doing a lot of great, crazy projects around the world, particularly in the food and beverage space, the culinary space, and so forth. But I joined the Chaplain School 2016 part-time. I was at another university, and at the time, my team, Mike Hampton, asked me to start teaching part-time, and I just honestly fell in love with it, created a great relationship with now Dean Chang, and when he was the director of food and beverage programs, and I'm one of those interesting characters, Maggie, like my colleague, Christine. We could teach a lot of different things. My joke is that I teach everything but accounting. If you think about that, but it's kind of scary because my background is in culinary. My background is in food and beverage, but also in marketing and strategic management. I am a certified sommelier. I'm a certified nerd on a bunch of stuff like that. So I've been in the wine industry and the spirits industry for quite a while. But, you know, to kind of put the story in the blender, pun intended, Dean Chang approached me in 2019. I was already then full-time faculty at the Chaplain School professor. And he says, hey, you know, Brian, you know, we have this partnership, possibly with Bacardi USA, you know, would you be interested? And I was, well, listen more. And Michael and I were actually at the International Food Show in Orlando. And I said, well, let's go get a beer. We can talk about this, Dean. He says, yeah, good idea. I listened and I said, okay, that sounds interesting. And I said, you know, Dean, you remember, I'm kind of a wine guy. I'm a culinary guy. He goes, no, Brian, it's your background. He goes, you know, it's you bring this whole part of the industry. I said, okay. So I went and called my fiance, now my wife at the time. I said, hey, you know, the Dean just asked me about that. Because at the time, Maggie, I was still consulting a lot too. I was still on the industry, just wrapped up 6 years with Royal Caribbean. I mean, I was a busy guy. And this was going to take me away from a lot of that busy. And but boy, I'm glad it happened because we went and met with, this is even before Christina joined us, we went and met with Bacardi USA, particularly leadership at the time, Pete Carr, Ryan Bibbo, and Heidi Vargas, all three amazing people, amazing partners with the Chaplain School and FIU. And after that meeting, I had no doubt in my mind. I looked at the dean and said, let's do it. And it's been now going on a four-year journey with just amazing success stories that Christine and I never get sick of talking about, of all the amazing success that our partnership has, but more importantly, our chaplain learners and the chaplain schools had with this incredibly unique, one-of-a-kind partnership with Bacardi. Because again, hey, listen, they're a Miami-based family organization. Mm-hmm. They scream, yep. Miami, FIU screams Miami, nothing better. And we are literally a partnership made in heaven, you know, so, and it's working pretty good.
Okay, Brian, so let's take a turn here. Entrepreneurship is a key aspect that's highlighted by the Bacardi Center of Excellence. Mm-hmm. Share some examples of how students are encouraged to develop their skills as entrepreneurs within this context of hospitality and tourism, given that we're in South Florida.
Well, we really kind of embrace it. It's one of the pillars, believe it or not, at Bacardi, as well as the Chaplain School, that we look at kind of that founder's mentality, that fearlessness that comes out there. Well, we take that because Christine and I both developed this brand new curriculum that go right around the spirits industry as beverage professionals. And one of the courses that we offer is beverage entrepreneurship. The amazing Professor Jeremy Houghton actually launched it online with great success. We partnered with some VCs in the market to get some ideas. I took it over as a face-to-face class that will happily be running again in the fall. And we got some cool stuff coming up, and I'm not going to give it away yet, Maggie, in our pocket with some of our partners at Southern Glazer Wine and Spirits. As you know, we're the Chaplain School. The Chaplain family is the owners of Southern Glazer Wine and Spirits. So some really amazing stuff. But, you know, Christina, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about particularly our entrepreneurial space with our beverage better yet, the Bartenders Guild and how we kind of bring that entrepreneurial energy with them.
Right. And that's a very good point. You know, it's how do we bring it? How do we make it better suited for our new age learners? We know textbook doesn't work anymore. We know that everything via Zoom isn't working anymore. So what we really decided to do was just add an extra layer of experiential learning and really connect with a lot of South Florida businesses, restaurants, bars, hotels, and take the students off premise. You know, we integrate them into a lot of what's going on in the industry today just to keep everything relevant and really just, like I said, add that extra layer of experience outside of the classroom. And I think that's really how we focus in and nail the entrepreneurship end of it.
Okay, so while we're on that note, let's share some success stories or notable achievements of students who have gone through these programs at the Chaplin School and at the Bacardi Center of Excellence. You know, how did these experiences shape their careers? If you guys can give me an example.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a few of them are actually returning for their master's, but we have Alexa Rodriguez, who's now the beverage and bar operations specialist for Carnival Cruise Lines. And, you know, when she first came to us, she was a little bit on the fence about whether she wanted to go and pursue mega events or whether she wanted to pursue her passion for wine. But at the end of the day, she realized that being a part of this program really made her a more dynamic candidate. And she was actually able to learn and utilize skill sets from many different sectors, not just wine, not just coffee, but, you know, just everything in the beverage sector, and was able to propel herself and really become a candidate and now has an actual position with Carnival Cruise Lines, which she told me herself. She's like, Christine, I could have never imagined myself here, but I'm so glad that I am. And so Alexa is actually a role model now, and she brought in one of our other successful students. They all are, but this one, you know, these kind of stand out. And she brought in Rose into Carnival Cruise Lines as well as their beverage operations intern. And so they continue to now open these doors for their colleagues and other students from different classes, from different sectors of the industry and from the Chaplin School. And I think overall FIU, they're able to now pave these paths, make it more accessible, and just be those trailblazers that we're really hoping and molding them to be. Another favorite of mine, I know it's one of your favorites as well, Connors, is Rebecca Bohigas. And
sure.
She's a little more heavy on the hotel sector, but she understands the P&L. She understands that, you know, beverage really leans more towards that bottom line. And it's just a much more profitable margin when you work with beverage. And it's also a balance. And so she's been able to take her skill sets and hone in on the SLS in Miami Beach and change their entire food and beverage sector. And I think program overall. And then she got recruited by the FIANA. She's now at the FIANA doing a little bit more on the operations end of everything. So she's now gone from beverage operations to now director of food and beverage. So I feel like she has really blossomed into this wonderful new image of everything that she thought she never could be, but now is. And she just continues to give back. A lot of these students are now guest speakers in a lot of our classes, especially in our spirits courses and even within our student-run organizations, all three of our guilds. And I think that when other students can see that these students, you know, have not only made a name for themselves, but also found their niche, and they're so happy to give back to our industry and be the change that we need out there, especially, you know, post-pandemic and everything that's hit us. I think that all of that is really what's going to contribute to that resilience and just one of those, you know, ever-changing contributions to our industry. Do you need me to go on? Because, I mean, Maggie, let me tell you, I've got a Rolodex right here.
This question, I guess I want to touch upon, you know, the ranking, Brian, if you could confirm for me. It ranks as the number 8 U.S. public hospitality school. Is that correct? Or did the ranking change?
No, you know, I love the fact that since I've joined the faculty and the team of the Chaplin School, we've gone nothing but up. Yep, currently number 8 in the country.
Number 8. Okay, so what sets it apart from other institutions?
I love this question. And you didn't let me finish it because I said, I'm not a gambling man, but something tells me that that's going to be going up at least 3 notches soon. Hey, what sets us apart? There are so many great institutions of hospitality education in the United States. Yeah. There really is. And Christine and I both have friends and colleagues that either matriculated at them or teach at them and so forth. Some have the beautiful snowy hills and gorges and ice on lakes. But know what they don't have? They don't have the Bacardi Center of Excellence. They don't have the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Woo! They don't have all these amazing opportunities, including future partnerships that we're dropping soon. One of the amazing parts about what we do at the Chaplain School is that we really embrace and look for key partnerships for long-term success. And that's, and particularly the Bacardi partnership is truth right there. The truth is in the pudding there. But, currently we're going to be partnering up with Heineken USA for our brewing project and some other fantastic restaurant groups coming up. So as I kind of hinted to early, Maggie, there's a lot of cool stuff coming down the pike.
So talk to me a little bit about, I know you can't talk about these upcoming partnerships because they're probably still getting, signed and the ink is not dry, if you want to call it that. But, talk about how these partnerships really benefit, the students that are there, because we are in South Florida, as you mentioned. We do have the, the SoBe food and wine. What real benefits, we heard from Christina about these two amazing examples that came out of there, which, they're rock stars. How does these partnerships really benefit in terms also of job opportunity and networking the students that are currently there?
Oh, I'm going to give you I'll give you an example from just weeks ago. Adrian Biggs, who's the Bacardi USA Director of Advocacy, he and I were having conversation on how we kind of bring our FIU learners, the students that are heavily involved with the award-winning bartender skills, the wine guild and so forth, into the largest cocktail conference in the world called Tales of the Cocktail. That happens each summer. It happened in July. And Adrian gave me a call. I says, how are we going to do this? And I said, you know what? Let's do it. So with our partner with Lavazza Coffee, our coffee guild, as well as Christy, how many students did you wind up bringing to New Orleans?
We brought a good whopping 8.
That's awesome. As well as our faculty support with Christina and Mitchell and Whitney. But holy cow, they knocked it out of the park. Even this morning in a meeting I had with Bacardi, they're still singing the praises of the amazing learners and students that we have and the amazing job that Christina and her team did. And let me add a little bit more to that. Now, Tales of the Cocktail is the best of the best in this business space. So if you are in the spirits industry, you are in the bar operations, the beverage op, but you got to think now globally. These are all major hotel brands with their beverage offerings, major cruise lines. Our students were out front showcasing their skills alongside some of the best mixologists, some of the best beverage professionals out there. And this is, as Christina was talking about earlier, the epitome of experiential education. And I'm you're probably seeing me smiling, and I know we're doing this on Zoom and this will be an audio, but I just get so proud because the kids just every single time have not ceased to amaze us. I mean, they're just doing a great job. So experiences like that, where they're with the best in the industry, and we're already talking about next year and how the students become more engaged. I was actually on my family vacation, and Adrian, my colleague with Bacardi, was sending me videos of all the participants chanting FIU with our students, and that's how thrilled they were with that. So that's just, the latest example of this experiential learning, but better yet, putting our students side by side, kinesthetic learning, learning from the best, and talk about connections. You should see what these kids have done with follow-up. That also what made me so proud. They're incredibly forthcoming. They were reaching out to people saying, hey, it was great working with you. I'm like, guys, that's exactly how you do it. Build that relationship, build that network, because it's just going to do everything and open doors for you in the future. So again, me smirking as the proud papa in the room, these guys still do amazing things. And of course, the amazing work that Christina and her team do.
Okay, so let's shift gears now, because sure. there's an interesting, I want to say it's almost like, I can't say it's a person because it's a robot, but let's shift gears over to Cecilia. Let's talk about the story behind the name choice for the robotic bartender. I think Christina's really, you said, Brian, she's like the...
She's our wrangler, or she's yes. our
I don't know which one of you want to... Yeah. Which one of you wants to take the question, but let's shift over to Cecilia and talk about her name. Does it carry a personal touch? Tell me the story behind the robotic bartender.
Hey, Christy, why don't I'll just tell the quick story of how it came about, and I'm going to throw it over to you. Does that sound okay?
I think that sounds even better.
Yeah.
So, well, the story's great because, you know, it was literally because of my cruise background, these crazy guys from Israel reached out to me and said, we'd love to talk to you about this first. This was, 2.5 years ago now, maybe going a little longer, 3 years ago now. And they said, we'd love to talk to you about this artificial intelligence. So I reached out to a couple of our faculty members, said, hey, you want to go meet with these guys at the Intercontinental Hotel down in, downtown Miami. And all the other guys had to back out for whatever reason, right? So it's just me and these two, you know, guys with crazy accents from Israel, and this 7-foot-tall robot, and it looked like a Miami Vice drug bust going bad in the Intercontinental Hotel. And I said, you gotta be nuts. But within the first 3 minutes of meeting Alad and Nir, who are now two very dear friends and good partners of us, and Christine and I can both say we just absolutely love these guys because they get it. I saw the technology. I said, hey guys, you ever heard of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival? They said, oh yeah. I said, you guys want to bring this and work with our students? We have this thing called the Bacardi Center of Excellence. And trust me, everyone thought that we were nuts. I got to be honest. I got pushed back from every single direction. I said, no, this is a thing. This is what we're going to do. And we put together a fantastic media outreach. We tapped into our resources the best we could. And we hit all the cylinders. Because remember, at the time, we looked at Cecilia, and Christina will be able to talk a little bit more, particularly about the technology and where the name came from, but as a solution for some of the labor shortages, as a solution to create new hospitality experiences. And quite frankly, it's just cool. So we brought her on the beach, and Christy, I'll let you take it there because she's still with us today. And we're looking forward to now, I think we're going up to a Cecilia 4.0, Christy. So I'll let you take it from there.
Yes. So we have 1.0 currently residing with us, Maggie, and I'd like to invite you to come and meet her in person.
Oh, I will.
Yes. And she'll be launching her 4.0 sister very shortly, which I'm excited about because it's been a long 2.5, almost 3 years of feedback, positive criticism, of course, and some of my tantrums, but most of it, very constructional feedback and that of the students, of course, in really helping her evolve to what 4.0 is now going to be. And so the students, and I'm very proud of them for that matter, were able to really contribute to a lot of her original design and just really shape her and mold her and work with the CEO and work with the engineers and developers in what's going to be now her launch this upcoming year with 4.0. So we're very excited about it. The students are excited about it. And like I told you, there's nothing better than that experiential education. And that this is really one of those shining examples of that. So,
I mean, I was excited when I heard this from somebody else on campus that introduced me to your group. I was like, wait a minute, there's a robotic bartender. How do I not know about this? And we do a tech podcast. And I was like, I want to learn more about this. I want to see it in person. So, Cecilia AI is, is being touted as the world's first robotic interactive bartender. Is that accurate?
Yes, and that is 100% accurate. So while she doesn't really have any limbs, you'll see most other mixology or robotic bartenders that are just maybe an arm or two arms or a couple of fingers here and there. Cecilia is more of an avatar. She dispenses in a different layered component where she's still mixing, but dispenses directly into the cup. And, really, she's just not your typical bartender at all. She's powered by conversational AI and voice recognition abilities. She does make delicious cocktails, and they're, of course, crafted by acclaimed mixologists. So our students also have a big part in that. They do a lot of menu engineering, recipe building, and even batching. And that's really those hard skills that they really need to do their brevpreneurships and really manage the bars that they plan on working with. And then, of course, her abilities to collect data, right? It's real-time data. It's analyzing it into actionable insights. And then you get to see it on a screen. And then, of course, our marketing students really have fun with this because they realize that this display screen, they can integrate it with ads, with branding. And really, she's just fully customized for every occasion. And the fact that she works 24/7 really doesn't have a need for any rust or bathroom breaks is what really keeps the industry coming out and wanting to meet her. Because we still face, you know, labor shortages in our industry, and we're still working on how we can integrate automation and it not be a change that's just perceived in the bad, in a wrong manner. And I think that that still happens every now and then, where people think that robots are taking over the world and automation is the end and it's doomsday. But the reality is that these students are realizing that, you know, this is more of an alliance. This is a collaboration. And without the help of this automation, you know, it could even cost us with service and guest satisfaction. And so it's really nice to see all of that unfold.
So let me ask you the next thing. The pandemic highlighted the importance of going, you know, contactless. We've seen that, you know, people with, you know, they're still doing it through, you know, 3 years, almost 4 years after the pandemic. You know, you go to places, you can still do outside pickups, you know, contactless and automated solutions for the most part. You know, how does Cecilia AI align with these trends and contribute to a safer, more efficient hospitality environment? And the second question that I have, once you answer this for me, is, you know, if you go to a bar, sometimes you want to drown your worries there with the bartender. I don't think Cecilia AI is going to be able to provide a lot of nurturing advice, given that she uses AI technology, I guess, to answer back. So let's go first with the first part of the question, which is, you know, the importance of contactless and how she aligns with these trends and contributes to a safer and more efficient environment within the hospitality environment.
That's actually a very great question. I know that it's one of Connor's favorite, because you know, a lot of times her screen can get sticky if we're working on the back and the front end. And so, and there's also certain components, you know, with the payment processor and things like that, that I could see where some people are concerned with, you know, having the touch component and the hands-on. But the reality is that Cecilia is actually created to be a part of the resilience of our industry and be able to handle, hopefully not anytime soon, you know, another pandemic. The voice recognition system that she has allows everything to be touchless. So really, you ask her for the recommendation and you don't even have to use the scrolling feature on her screen, because she's the one that's giving you the recommendations. You also get to speak into her mic and you get to do your Apple Pay. I know she doesn't really work with Bitcoins yet, although she'll ask you to tip in Bitcoins or any other form of that type of currency. But really, she was created for that purpose. It's to have both, really both features, to be able to be touchscreen, to be able to be, you know, handled, and then also to be able to receive commands and give recommendations based on voice commands. And so that's a very good, great question, because I think that that's what really makes her work and makes our curriculum and what we plan to do with her more seamless.
So who wants to take the question on the human side of things? Because we all know that it's either our hairstylist or the bartender or our nail tech that we sit there and we drown our sorrows, we celebrate our victories. They become kind of our therapists, for that matter. You know, hotel bars are infamous for people going there to tell the bartender, and the bartender serves as somebody who has really no judgment, who's going to tell you something or give you a point of view that's not that point of view of a family member or a sibling or a friend that already has already a concept of who you are. You're kind of a mystery person to a bartender. So how does Cecilia really handle, if I sat there with her, and I plan to visit and probably do a little skit with her and ask her for some advice. Like, how does she answer? Which one of you wants to take this question?
I'll do the fun part and Christy can answer the technical part, because she's the one that programs her a lot. But she will definitely make you laugh at some of the best, worst jokes you ever heard in your life. It is what it is. But she's an incredibly strong listener. And as Christy mentions, she does listen, and that data is kept. Like we even count how many times, or she counts, shall we say, how many times people ask her to marry her, how many times people call her Alexa. We don't like that one very much. But she does work on decision tree in the beginning. So if you have a guest that has keywords that guest is saying, she can actually have a reaction to that. But you know what? I mean, I can only listen to her jokes for so long. So, Christy, what I forget on the technology side, on far as programming her, because that's where it really comes. She's bringing her up to Orlando in a couple of weeks, and she'll shine up there.
So what I really wanted to point out to Maggie is that, you know, Cicely is not going to replace your favorite local bartender or your master mixologist. But what she will do is cover her, right? So whenever we know we need to give our employees rest, and, you know, they definitely need their breaks. We know they need to use a restroom, and, you know, things happen and there's call outs. And so that's the nature of our industry. And that's why Cecilia is such a great, it's such a good thing to have that collaboration with automation, because again, she is 24/7. She doesn't need those breaks, doesn't get sick, you know? So it's great that we can just have her as that backup, not just as an added layer of experience, that Instagrammable moment for guests to experience with her, but also just make sure that she's still providing that service. You know, guests are still receiving their cocktails in a timely manner. And then, of course, that interactive part that Connor's just mentioned, the decision tree, is my favorite, because we are able to work with the Cecilia team and we're able to customize her script. Let's call it a script. And so that we can prepare for the guests that are going to be in that area, you know, the demographic of the audience and just the event or just the ambiance of the place. So if the atmosphere is more of a sports bar, if it's more of a hotel lobby or even on a cruise line, you know, she will have all of the information that we feel, the operators feel, will be necessary to complete, you know, that experience, make it more wholesome, or even make that vacation, you know, that much better, you know? So now Cecilia is being used, actually, Maggie, as a concierge in hotels throughout Israel, where she gives advice. You know, she can make the reservation for you for your dining experience. She can call valet for you. And it's just at the scan of a QR code. So, you know, she's being used in so many different ways. And that's why I think this partnership is so great, because it's not just a dispensing robot. No, it's an interactive robot. It evolves along with our program, and it actually evolves with the industry. So it fulfills, she's fulfilling multiple needs. And I think that that capacity alone, her ability to do that, and the team behind it, is what keeps this partnership going and really keeps us excited about what's to come.
So can both of you share any student feedback or experiences with Cecilia, you know, since she started? You know, how are students responding to this unique and cutting-edge learning tool?
Yeah, you know, I'll change it up a little bit, and Christy can definitely speak to more of the students and the interactions, but industry-wise, it's absolutely amazing, because as I mentioned earlier, I was on a call this morning with Bacardi, and now we're still seeing people calling us about opportunities with it. And our students just got certified in the technology with the team from Israel. They came over, and now we'll talk about an incredibly resumeable thing, but large scale venues and so forth. So our students are now also seen as the experts in this field, particularly with this level of artificial intelligence, which is fantastic. So I like the fact that we're still very relevant and trending almost 3 years later in the industry, because, you know, with ChatGPT and everything else going on, people are like, wow, you guys are really onto something, and we were already way ahead of it. But Christy, how about on the student side?
I think the students see it more as they like to watch their work, actually, the magic happen on Cecilia. So a lot of the students like to challenge themselves with their recipes and a lot of their just the different menu ingredients. And so they like to push Cecilia's thresholds to their limits. And I think that in that form of experimentation and research almost that they're doing on her, I feel that that's become very fulfilling for them. So when we do go out and we activate, and we've done at least well over 38 activations with Cecilia, they're able to really grow in different areas and experiment in areas that they wouldn't have normally have access to using Cecilia. And I think that that alone is amazing. We had Walter, the creator, well, the gentleman's name, I know that Walter is about himself, Grayson, come over, and he went to the university for engineering. And he's like, you know, I never had this exposure. And I was never able to work with or alongside a robot at the university. And here you guys are, and you're the Chaplain School of Hospitality, and you've got a robot, you know, just relaxing in the middle of your classroom. And, you know, a lot of people give us that same feedback. They said that our students have all of these amazing resources, and just having this level of automation like Cecilia at their hands for them to take apart, put together, get professional feedback, work with engineers and developers. I mean, it's not just beverage students. We're able to really make things happen for all really FIU students. All of our guilds, Connors, you know it, yeah, have students from the College of Engineering, you know, College of Medicine. We have the College of Journalism. So a lot of our students from the guild, which are the pillars of the Bacardi Center of Excellence, as Connors mentioned, you know, a lot of them come from different schools of FIU, and they get to work on this robot, and nobody's there to really stop them. And there's not really, there's no way to really, you know, get Cecilia angry or make her angry. It's just such a great way for them to actually watch their work come to life when we actually bring her out there and we showcase all of their skill sets. So I think it's beautiful and amazing. It's been a wonderful journey so far.
So, you know, as we come to the conclusion of the podcast, can you provide insights into any upcoming developments or projects related to technology and innovation within the Chaplin School and the Bacardi Center of Excellence?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. you know, we've been working with Bacardi for quite a while now. And during the pandemic, we launched a platform called Bacardi Teach. And we took that platform, or shall we say, we developed a platform that should have taken well over a year and did it in 3 months. We were able to give upskill additional training to our industry that really had a need at the time. And we were able to do thousands of certificates. With that success, Bacardi saw this as a way to also now give back nationally and soon to be globally. With that, we've launched Future Proof. And if you know the right person, and I'm sure if you reach out to us, we can make sure you have a scholarship code where you have beverage professional or beverage education from spirits, from wine, from beer, from service to hospitality to sanitation, all available at our website called Future Proof. If you Google Future Proof Bacardi, Future Proof FIU, it will pop right up. And you can gain certificates of completion. And as we all know, certification is also key now and incredibly resumeable. You know, and we've also now taken it a step further because, yes, those are individuals that want to upskill that already have some industry chops. But what if you have that additional industry experience and you are a manager at a property, you are a bar manager, you really want to learn more? Well, we also teamed up with, and we led member partnerships, Unfiltered Hospitality and Professor Ben Potts that teaches with his partner Guy, and created Better Bar Methods. And they have some of the best systems in the business. Now, there is a nominal fee for this because this is some really good stuff, because we give people tools, we give them all the forms. I mean, they know exactly how to run the most efficient bar operation out there. And Christy can attest to it. They're just great partners of ours as well. So that's one, that's two, and yes, there's three. So we are, don't tell anybody, soon to launch our Coffee Academy. Our Coffee Academy, we teamed up with another amazing partner at Lavazza Coffee, where individuals from FIU, as well as our surrounding community and the hospitality community as a whole, can gain barista certifications, all from top-notch masters of their trade, in partnership with Bacardi, and we'll be dropping that this fall, so keep an eye out for that. And not least there, we also have our Beverage Academy, which will be for industry certification, hands-on, and everything from beer, coffee, tea, spirits, wine, of course, as well as gastronomy, and that's dropping this fall as well for professionals as well as for enthusiasts. There will be a nominal fee for that because, again, some of our fantastic partners, some fantastic facilitators will be joining us. So needless to say, we got a lot going on.
So Christina, do you have anything to add to that as we continue, as we, you know, conclude the podcast?
I think that Connor's covered it all. I mean, aren't you excited? I mean, Maggie, I know that you're going to come out and you're going to check out everything that we're doing. And we want you to. We want everyone to come out. We don't want to be the best kept secret. We just have so much to give back, you know, and it's just incredible, Maggie. So please join us. Let us show you what we've got. And we really encourage everyone out there who's listening, you know, come check us out. You won't be disappointed. Obviously, you know, you heard Connor's excitement and everything that's going on. There's never a dull moment in our program.
No, never.
And our
students, I can see that. I mean, I guess some parting words for those, you know, entrepreneurs that want to come to the Chaplin School and to the Bacardi Center. You know, what advice do you give them, you know, besides just telling them, hey, come out and see us, you know, you guys have a good ranking there. What else is attractive for somebody who wants to go into the hospitality business, open their own restaurant? You know, what, you know, South Florida is such a, you know, big place. It's growing, it's trending. You know, but they don't have to be here. They can go to New York, LA, you know, the Caribbean.
Yeah, they're not Miami, are they? They're not Miami. I think, you know, and to kind of answer that question the quick way as we kind of wrap up is that, particularly at the chaplain school, whatever you put into it, you're going to get out of it. Look for every opportunity that we have. And with Dean Chang and leadership, as well as us with the Bacardi Center of Excellence, every day we're bringing something new. So students can, you know, have an experience like Professor David Grutman, where you have David Beckham or Drake in your class. To the next minute, you literally have an, you know, the first of its kind AI robot and dealing with some of the best or top business professionals in the globe. I like to always use that global term with us. And it's all here at the Chaplain School. It's great. So one of my favorite things to say, Maggie, hey, Christy, what did I forget?
And Maggie, like we pointed out earlier, you know, there is nothing else like it. So we are a one of a kind. There is no other university and a major, you know, brand or spirits company like partnership the way we have it. And so, and we're hoping that it stays that way long enough, but we know it's not, because Connors and I were talking the other day, and people tend to copy what works, and we've been very successful. Yeah.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you both for taking the time to join our Tech Conversations podcast now in the fall, launching in season 5. It's been 5 seasons of incredible conversations, you know, with people like yourselves, you know, that are at the cutting edge of technology. We've had policymakers, we've had astronauts, like I mentioned to you guys. You know, we've had Mayor Levine Cava, who we've worked closely with at the Radcliffe and her office. And, you know, we've also had creative practitioners, you know, like David Anasagasti, the artist, who's a perfect example of entrepreneurship, you know, homegrown talent in our community. And I will be stopping by to do a little stories on our Instagram with Cecilia. I want to interact with her and get some advice from her on, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, I would talk to the bartender about.
There you go. Sounds great. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful start to the fall semester.
Cheers, Maggie.
Cheers.